Ted is in West Park going to play this round of Trump 2. We brought to you by Apex Skin on Star 102. Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Hey, Ted, how are you?
Oh, finer than frogs here.
Ted's ready. Ted's ready to go.
Good morning, sir.
You'll be answering 5 questions in just a minute. But first things first, please ask Jen to leave the room.
Jennifer, can you please leave the room today?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Ted.
That was very nice. Ted, are you a dentist?
Well, okay. You know what? I play one on TV.
Poor Stevie. 5 questions are coming at you. Steve, as you know, you just asked Jen to leave the room. She's in the hallway. She's out of the studio for this part of the game. You answer the 5 questions to the best of your ability. There is a timer involved. I just may ask and remind you to make sure to give us the answer before you hear the buzzer. That way your answer will count when you're done. Jen will come back into the studio to answer the same 5 questions. We're rooting for you. We hope you win this round of Trump 2E. So let's get to it. Question number 1. We talked about it a minute ago. It's one of the 3 things you need to know. Bless you. The first trailer for Shrek 5 is out now. The trailer reintroduces us to everyone's favorite ogres and, of course, Donkey. So Shrek 5, by the way, hits theaters June 30th of 2027. My question to you, what color is Shrek?
Whoa, he's green.
Question number 2, Rod Stewart making people mad. So he backed out of a show on Friday, he letting fans know just 45 minutes before the show that he was unable to perform. This was due to health reasons. Then the next day, Rod Stewart posted a video on Instagram of him flying in his private jet across the country to watch World Cup soccer. So, of course, fans were not happy about that. My question to you, has the USA been eliminated this year from the World Cup yet? Has that happened yet? Yes or no?
No.
Question number 3. Actor Corey Feldman was hospitalized this week after experiencing a medical emergency during a flight to L.A. He's 54 years old and is awaiting an MRI for results. Now, Corey Feldman, I mean, he starred in a bajillion of huge films in the 1980s. One of them included the movie The Gremlins. Now, the 3 specific rules to take care of Gizmo in the movie Gremlins. 1, no direct sunlight. 2, never feed him after midnight. What is the 3rd rule?
Don't get him wet.
Question number 4. Nice job. Question is only 40 years old. What's that? Oh, did he?
He doesn't usually do well. Look at him.
Rushing this. I know. All right, let's go with question number 4. So it was announced that a new version of the Rocky Horror Picture Show is heading to Las Vegas, specifically the Sphere. It's happening next year. It wasn't revealed how the cult classic will be edited to adapt to the venue, but we're all going to find that out together. Which Gwen Stefani-led band just finished up an 18-show residency at the Sphere?
Gwen Stefani and the Sizzlers.
That's right. Question number 5. Sean Penn is set to direct and also write a currently untitled film. So we know nothing about it other than Bradley Cooper is reportedly being considered for the lead role. Now, Sean Penn just won an Oscar a couple of months ago in the Best Actor in a Supporting Role category for which film?
Escape from New York 2.
There you go. All right, we're going to see how you did with the 5 questions. It's Jen's turn in 4 minutes. Let's continue this round of Trump 2E on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Fair. It's brought to you by Apex Skin. Ted in West Park answering 5 questions a minute ago. How did Ted do?
Ted got 3.
3.
Good job, Ted.
Whoa. 3 of 5.
It's better than 0, like it is. You That's, predicted.
Yeah, so. 3 of 5 is great. What are you talking about?
You or thought you'd get 0?
Yeah.
Oh.
Apparently. You got 3. You did a great job, Ted. You should be proud of yourself, man. Remember, if you win, then you would get the exclusive Jen and Tim Show coffee mug, a $50 Apex Skin gift card, and, of course, the grand prize. You'd be qualified for the Apex Skin prize pack worth $250, which is amazing. All right, same 5 questions we asked Ted just a minute ago. Let's get to it. The first trailer for Shrek 5 is out now, and the trailer reintroduces us to everyone's favorite ogres and, of course, Donkey. Shrek 5 hits theaters June 30th of next year. What color is Shrek?
Green.
Question number 2, Rod Stewart making people mad. So he backed out of his show on Friday, letting fans know just 45 minutes before showtime that he was unable to perform due to health reasons. The next day, Rod Stewart posted a video on Instagram of him flying on his private jet across the country to catch World Cup soccer. I don't know why I thought it was hilarious.
I would be so mad.
Oh, my gosh. 45 minutes, you're already there.
I know. You're already there. This isn't the day before. You are there. Babysitter's booked. You have your beverage. You are there
people
on premises.
Traveled.
So I get it. I just...
Why would he do that?
I don't know.
That is a mistake.
Obviously, fans were not happy. My question to you, has the USA been eliminated from this year's World Cup? Yes.
Oh, my God.
No?
I have no idea. No.
Of course not. They play on Friday against Australia.
That's right.
Question number three. Actor Corey Feldman was hospitalized this week after experiencing a medical emergency during a flight to L.A. He's 54 years old and is awaiting an MRI for results. Now, Corey starred in several huge films in the 1980s, including, of course, Gremlins. Jen, the three specific rules to take care of Gizmo was no direct sunlight, never feed him after midnight, and which other rule?
Don't get him wet.
Nice job. Do not get him wet. Question number four. It was announced that a new version of the Rocky Horror Picture Show is headed to Vegas. It's going to the Sphere next year.
Oh.
It was...
Were you proud you rhymed?
I did.
You found...
It wasn't,
good job.
It wasn't revealed. So stupid. Anyway, how the cult classic would be edited to adapt to the venue, so we'll all find out together. Which Gwen Stefani-led band just finished up an 18-show residency at the Sphere?
No doubt.
Question number five. Sean Penn is set to direct and write a currently untitled film. We don't know the subject matter, don't know when, but we do know that Bradley Cooper is reportedly being considered for the lead role. So does the subject matter matter? Sean Penn just won an Oscar and the best actor in the supporting category role or the supporting role category.
What
for which
was it?
Film?
Ooh. Gosh, I don't remember. It was Where Are You Going to Manhattan, my friend? I don't know.
That's like an old ballad. One battle after another.
That's the one.
Final total, Stevie.
Ted, 3, Jen, 4.
Oh, Ted. Good battle today.
That was a good battle. Ted, we appreciate you listening, buddy, but you know what you need to say.
This is Ted from West Park, and the 2-8er struck again.
Bryn is in Amherst, going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Hey, Bryn, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well, thank you.
Good. Who else is with you?
Jackson, my little 8-year-old.
Hey, Jackson. Hey, buddy.
Good
wanted to make
morning.
Sure we say hi to Jackson as well. School's done, right? Everybody's out of school by now, I would assume, right?
Yeah.
Done? Okay, good.
On his way to chess camp.
To where?
Chess camp.
That
he must be very smart.
Is he good at chess?
He is.
Okay.
Yes,
awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool. I don't know if it was a camp where you're learning how to play chess or if you're good and you're battling people. And whoever loses has to be stuck in the woods. Like, I don't know how the chess camp works.
That
sounds
that.
Like a good time, chess camp. Is it all week long?
Yeah, Monday through Thursday,
that's
yeah.
fun. That's awesome, Jackson. That's going to be a lot of fun. Good. Well, why don't we go ahead and get started with a round of Trump Tui. Whenever you're ready, ask Jen to leave the room.
All right, Jen, will you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Bryn.
Legit. Steve, you should battle him in chess.
I would lose.
It would dominate us. Maybe you could dominate Jen Tui in this round of Trump Tui. Obviously, we're going to ask you 5 questions. The timer is involved. Just make sure you give me an answer before you hear that buzzer. When you're done, we'll bring Jen back in, and she answers the same 5 questions. Let's see if you can win today. We're going to begin with question one, which begins with Jersey Mike's. They have overtaken Chick-fil-A as America's favorite fast food restaurant after an 11-year run. Now, this is according to a customer satisfaction study collected nationwide between April of 2025 and then March of this year. So Chick-fil-A is obviously known for their chicken. Jersey Mike's is known for their what?
Sub sandwiches.
That is right. Question number two. Stevie, the United States Postal Service has unveiled a new 2026 FIFA World Cup Forever stamp that celebrates the tournament being hosted by the U.S., Canada, and also Mexico. The stamp also shows a soccer player kicking a ball into the air. Now, the USA, Canada, and Mexico make up which continent?
North America.
Oh, Jen's going to love you on that.
Jen's don't get mad. Okay. You should know it.
There you go.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
Question
number... How mad she gets.
Stevie! I don't know geography!
And she'll just get
you know
so
that's
mad
happening
at me
in about
that
5 minutes.
She'll forget to answer.
Question number three. Apple TV has renewed The Reluctant Traveler with Eugene Levy for a 4th season, with Levy set to continue exploring new destinations around the world. Which television series did Eugene Levy create alongside his son, Dan Levy?
Oh, gosh. Eugene Levy, tell you.
Oh, there's the buzzer on that one. We'll get moving to question number four. So the first trailer for Shrek 5 is now out, and it'll still be, by the way, over a year before we get to see the film in theaters. But the trailer introduces us to fan favorites, everybody's favorite ogres, and of course, Donkey, and gives us a glimpse into their now grown kids. The main villain in the first Shrek movie is Lord Blank.
Lord, who, Jack, you know? No, we don't know.
That's all right. There's the buzzer again. Question number five. Pink is apparently close to completing her 10th studio album after spending the past year recording new material. An insider actually hinted that the album will showcase some changes in her musical flavor. What is the title of Pink's 2008 chart-topping single about independence after a breakup?
So what?
Let's go with so what is the answer for question number five. All right, let's see how you did with the five questions. Now we'll grab Jen from the hallway, bring her back in after this song. She answers those same five questions. Bryn is playing this round of Trump 2E on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Also, Jackson is there as well. This is brought to you by Apex Skin. So, how did Bryn do?
Bryn got three.
Ooh,
good
three
job,
today.
Bryn.
There you go.
Nice.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Remember, no tiebreaker. Jen has to battle Jackson in chess. We talked about that when you were out of the room.
Oh, I didn't.
Or we made it up right
agree
now.
Agree to that.
Good luck. Okay.
Is chess better than arm wrestling?
Yes.
A lot longer, though.
A lot longer.
That would be. Yeah, exactly. I think my money's on Jackson.
Right. I think that's a very wise choice.
Question number one, we're going to start with Jersey
I
Mike's.
I didn't put that.
Oh, I didn't think so.
I must have misread it. Jersey Mike's has overtaken Chick-fil-A as America's favorite fast food chain after an 11-year run. Now, this is according to a customer satisfaction study collected nationwide between April 2025 and March of this year. Now, Chick-fil-A is known for their chicken, obviously, and Jersey Mike's is known for their what?
Subs, sandwiches.
Of course they are. As we move to question number two.
What?
The United States Postal Service.
Yes.
Has unveiled a new 2026 FIFA World Cup Forever stamp.
How lovely.
So it celebrates the tournament being hosted by not only here in the U.S., but also Canada and Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Stamp shows a soccer player kicking a ball in the air. Creative.
Oh my God. You are a stamp judger.
The USA, Canada, and Mexico make up which continent?
North America.
There you go.
See, it's geography, but it's not a hard one.
It's terrible. I hate it.
But you knew it.
Told you, Bryn.
Still hate it.
Question number three. Apple TV has renewed The Reluctant Traveler with Eugene Levy for a fourth season, where Eugene Levy continues to explore new destinations around the world. Which television series did Eugene Levy create alongside his son Dan Levy?
Schitt's Creek.
That would be correct. As we move to question number four, the first trailer for Shrek 5 is now out. It's still going to be over a year before we get to see the film in theaters, but the trailer introduces us to everyone's favorite ogres and, of course, Donkey, and gives us a glimpse of their now grown kids.
I enjoy you saying that quite a lot.
The main villain in the
Say
first.
It again.
It again. The main villain in the first Shrek movie is Lord Blank.
Lord Featherington.
I thought you were going to get it.
Me too. Lord Farquaad. That was really kind of close. Featherington.
I went totally different.
You did go Bridgerton.
I did.
Question number five.
Jen, you got to get this one, or we'll have a tiebreaker question.
Wonderful, Stevie. Thank you for that delightful reminder.
Question number five.
It's about to get interesting up in here.
Thank you, Jen. Pink is apparently close to completing her 10th studio album after spending the past year recording new material. There's an insider that actually hinted that the album will showcase some changes in her musical flavor. What is the title of Pink's 2008 chart-topping single about independence after a breakup?
Oh my God, there's so many songs of Pink. It's So What?
It is!
What? Is it?
Oh my gosh, I got all the songs, so what was it?
A lucky guess.
I can't even believe it.
Oh my God.
Exactly, Jen.
No.
Final totals are
Stevie.
Bryn 3, Jen 4.
Oh my goodness.
Sorry, Bryn.
That's okay.
Yeah. Bryn, thanks for playing. Have fun at Camp Jackson. We appreciate that, man. I hope you have a good week.
Thank you.
Of course, buddy, anytime. But you guys know what you need to say.
Yeah. I'm Bryn. This is Bryn and Jackson from Amherst, and Jen Toohey trumped us.